I'm in the grocery store frequented by the high school crowd at lunch breaks, and on the wall of their latrine I find scrawled with a knife, "Dare to be normal." Driving into the parking lot a few minutes before, I'd noticed a young girl dressed half tabooed in black, adorned in all manner of body puncture, looking for all the world like a poster child for National Sadomasochism Day, except for the pink stuffed animal strapped to her backpack. Inside the rough exterior of our would-be dominatrix lurks the soft heart of an innocent adolescent, apparently. When I left the store, I noticed a small knot of teenagers waiting at the crosswalk beside the highway for the light to change, all identical to the teddy bear toter, sans the teddy bear. Sure, it occurred to me to roll down the window and yell, "Dare to be normal," but, and here's the rub, these kids were normal. When we went to high school, we all pretty much looked homogenous. Go check out your yearbook if you still got one. I don't really want to dare anybody to be normal. Vote Ike again. Drive a Chevy. Drink Coke. Eat a popsicle. Listen to the Beatles. Join the army. Get a job. Cut your hair. Take out the nose ring. Buy something at the mall. Get married. Have a family. Get a cemetery plot ahead of time. Next time I'm in the grocery store, I'll be looking for my little graffiti writing conformist. I assume he'll be the one who isn't dressed goth, doesn't have tattoos, wears blue suede shoes and a leather jacket, and sports a butch crew cut regular color. He'll look like my old man, is what I figure. And Dad, if it is you philosophizing on the bathroom wall, knock it off. The kids will turn out like you after all. Count on it.